Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 13. Thank you for joining me on the journey. By the time you've been on the Camino for a couple of weeks, you really get a sense of how far you can walk in any given day. You know the distances which will be comfortable and the ones which will be a stretch, but they will be doable. You also know how far will simply be too far. These distances vary, of course, pilgrim by pilgrim, and also depend on the terrain being traversed. There are additional variables which need to be factored in with each day's walk as well. Did you get enough sleep? How are the feet, the knees, and the back faring? Will there be lots of uphill and downhill walking, or will the path be mostly flat? Will there be sunshine or rain? And if there is rain, how much mud will there be to contend with? All of these considerations add up and make a difference. 18 miles in ideal conditions could feel quick and easy. 14 miles in the rain and a stiff wind with treacherous footing while navigating lots of ups and downs with sore knees and slogging through mud, well, that could feel like an eternity. And yet, once the day's route was set, I witnessed very few pilgrims ever stop short of their destination, even if the walk took hours longer than they had planned. On the other hand, no pilgrim ever wanted to walk farther than they had intended, but sometimes, because of a shortage of places to sleep, they had to press on for another few kilometers. That situation happened to me only once, and let me tell you, the last couple of miles took what felt like forever. But here's the great part of a day's journey. Once it's done, it's done. There might not be as much time for R&R as you would have hoped, but you make the best of it. You do what you need to do to get ready for the next day. You take a shower. You find something to eat. You get to bed and hopefully get some sleep. And then you get up and do it all again. Every day is complete to itself, and while each new day brings some unknowns, there is an abiding assurance that, if all goes well, you'll meet the challenges set before you and make it to the next overnight town. I've thought a good deal about a day being a discrete unit of time, as I'm now entering the 10th week of sheltering in place here in Wisconsin. Over these weeks, days have melted together. Sometimes I just don't know when I am. I feel like I'm working just as hard as I was before all of this started, but I can't really be sure. I know I'm not the only one who's struggling with this right now. Plenty of people I've talked to are stressed and weary. We want to know when we'll get to the end of all of this. And right now, there's just no good answer to that question. This morning, as I fired up my computer to get started with my week, I happened to think about one of my favorite verses from the Sermon on the Mount. It's the one where Jesus says, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." Granted, this isn't a happy, clappy slogan suitable for plastering on a motivational poster or a coffee mug. It's a dose of gospel realism. Deal with today. Walk the path for today. Stay centered and focused for today. That will be enough. And if you take care of yourself today, when tomorrow arrives, maybe you'll have enough reserve to deal with whatever shows up with the sunrise. As I've said before in these little meditations, lots of things have to go right for a pilgrim to arrive in Santiago. And even when everything goes just right, there is nothing easy about the trip. The worst thing a pilgrim can do is let the mind get ahead of the feet. That's a recipe for impatience, irritability, anxiety, fear, frustration, and despair. Just get up today, put on your shoes, strap on the pack, take a walk, walk the distance you've set, let go of anything beyond the next step. Stay present in the present. You'll get there. Yep, I know I'm talking to myself here. You and yours may be doing just fine right now. Bless you. And if you're not doing fine, you may find what I'm saying too simplistic in the midst of a pandemic. Please accept my apology. No offense is intended. This is all very hard right now. To be honest, sitting at home in a pandemic is much harder for me than walking across Spain was. None of us have done anything like this before, and we're all carrying burdens of differing weights. Some of us are worried about our jobs, or about our kids' education, or about how we'll make rent, or about how we'll manage our isolation and gnawing sense of despair. If our minds get too far out into the future, we will find our anxiety is no longer a helpful asset in survival. Instead, it paralyzes us in hopelessness. Speaking only for myself, I have to stay present in this moment, not as a way of denying the future, but as a way of dealing with it. As the coming days unfold, my prayer for us all is that we will remember to stay present to where we are in the journey. One step at a time is the best we can do right now. And for now, that will have to be enough. Bless you, fellow pilgrims. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, grant us in all our doubts and uncertainties the grace to ask what you would have us to do, that the Spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in your light we may see light, and in your straight path we may not stumble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.